What is up, my not-so-happy people? This is The Wolf, and today we are painting with The Wolf. And unfortunately, I am the exact opposite of Bob Ross. While my voice might be calming and soothing, I still got a lot to complain about. All right, what is up, happy people? I know. I'm going to try not to get distracted on this, but I've got a lot of things going on, and frankly, we just can't afford the gas anymore. So Riding with the Wolf is postponed until two things happen. Gas gets cheaper, and there's shit to buy, which right now doesn't look like either of those things are going to happen. So I got a lot to complain about, as usual. I wouldn't want to disappoint you. But I am going to try and multitask, as I do with everything in life, and get a little bit done. Now, I am not Bob Ross, and I am not going to show you how to paint happy little trees, because this is a podcast, and you wouldn't be able to see that shit anyway. I'd be telling you right now, we're going to whip the devil out of it, and that's not what's happening. But, again, I have to continually be working. I have to have constant ideas going. I have to have money coming in, whether it's actively being worked on or just something stagnant or whatnot in the background. So I have to have like an eBay or something rolling while I work. And it's a constant state of multitasking. So as it stands right now, I prototyped about 10 new figures. A lot of them were requests, but thankfully they were things that I wanted as well. So I'm just going to get a jump on them and start painting them. If you could hear that, I just actually did beat the devil out of my brush. It's funny, on my desk, I have a coffee shop bistro cup, mug, container, thermos, whatever the fuck you want to call it, from my university. I am a graduate, and I didn't stop there and say a proud graduate, but I am just a graduate from Pacific Lutheran University. Believe it or not, if this is your first time hearing this, shame on you. But I am actually an educated ogre. You wouldn't think so, but I am. And it's funny that I use that water cup as my cup for painting because, frankly, that's all I got use out of anything that I got from college is that fucking cup. So it's a constant reminder that that cup cost me $25,000 in student loans and a shit ton of remorse. Got me some sweet lemonade, just stabbed myself with a toothpick, and we are good. So speaking of drinks, a lot of things have come up on Facebook lately. And they're not down. I'm legit trying to have conversations with people and ask their opinions on what they're doing. One of the things I was asking about is, what do you do to relax? So, as of this recording, I am 2 weeks sober. Yay! I know. It's fucking terrible. Here's the problem with that. I'm not doing that for accolades. I'm not looking for attaboys or anything like that. I just got tired of it and it wasn't working. So if you remember a while ago, before I got the vid, I had said that for one reason or another, I had started puking again. And I think it was from nerves. I think it was from some other things going on and just too much. You know, with family sickness and Freya and all that kind of stuff. Which, by the way, Freya is looking better. I'm tired of staring at her butthole, but she does appear to be on the mend. And everything appears back to normal. So we're going to hope for the best on that one. But as I'm painting this Owen Hart head, I am trying to figure out something else to do besides drinking because it's not working. Boy, this is challenging. This is more of a challenge than I thought. I don't know that I can actually talk and paint at the same time, and I didn't realize how much concentration actually went into doing these stupid things. I'm painting a couple Owen Harts because I sold my pink one. I offered a blue rocket version, a black version, or a black tights version, the common one, like WrestleMania 10. And then I also offered a pink, I believe it was the King of the Ring version. And somebody new to the Wolf Club asked for it. I didn't feel like painting one, so I sold them mine. But now I look back at it and I'm like, shit, I kind of want that. So now that I have a little extra time to prototype and come up with new things, we's going back and we fixing stuff and we making new things. So I am making me a replacement Owen. Which is funny because as I put glasses on and look closer to the teeth, a couple of air bubbles formed in the recesses, which actually works better for Owen because he's got them snaggle teeth like Brett does. So it actually worked out better. Anywho, back to drinking. For one reason or another, before I got COVID, I started getting sick to where I had thrown up from nerves. But then also, one night I was drinking no more than usual and was hanging out with friends. And after two or three beers, I was just like, you know what, guys, I'm done. I'm going home. And I threw up that night. And then there was a night I went, you know, I had extra money, which I really didn't. I don't know why I considered it extra money. But I went to the theater and I kept buying theater beers, which is about the dumbest thing you can do because they're $12 each, even if they are a tall boy of an IPA. But it's so freaking expensive. I had a $100 tab just at the movie theater. So it's not that I was having a problem with drinking. It's that the money I was spending on it, it wasn't working. And that's a shame. Yeah, you could say, well, if you need that much beer, then maybe it is a drinking problem. No, because I quit cold turkey and haven't looked back and didn't need one for 2 weeks. If I was an alcoholic, you would think I would have the jitters or I'd be freaking out right now, and none of that is true or happening. So what was bothering me, though, is I guess my tolerance had built up so much that I could have four or five beers at the bar, be completely happy with the result, and then get a good night's sleep, everything's fine, and no, it went to five, six beers, then it went to stronger beers like IPAs, then it went to others. I mean, it just didn't stop, and then before I knew it, all of my bar tabs were all $100. And I can't afford that. I mean, that's a tank of gas these days. How sad is that? That you can't go out drinking anymore because you need gas. And I guess drinking is cheaper than gas these days. Also sad. But yeah, anywho. So I was asking people on Facebook, you know, what do you do? What do you drink? What are you into? What relaxes you? And damn near everybody, they're all copycats. They all said the same thing. And if you were one of them, you know, I'm not bagging on you. It just didn't work for me, is tea. Everyone's like, oh, I have a nice sleepy time tea and I relax at night and everything's good with the world and I get a good night's sleep. Okay. Well, if you know me and you know some of the rants and things I've had about how my brain works opposite than others, you'll know that that doesn't work for me. caffeine and uppers and things that normally would make somebody bounce off the walls like the squirrel from Ice Age actually calm me down. So I was asking, and it's just the same thing. Oh, you're not trying the right tea. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. Okay. Well, what else do you suggest? I mean, it took three different posts and 100 different people before I finally found one that worked. I had a friend, ex-military. I don't know, for some reason I like that term better than veteran. I always thought veteran was somebody that served in a war versus someone that did their 3 years and just quit. Whatever. But a good guy, you know, nonetheless. And he said, well, you know, there's that SEAL Team 6 sleep aid where you control your breathing and then all of a sudden you're asleep in like 5 minutes. And I said, I can't hold my breath for 4 seconds, so that's out. But he said, you know, you have to, if you have an overactive mind, you have to do things differently in your night routine. There I am beating the devil out of it again. And he says, one thing you have to do and make sure that you pay attention to is that you don't have carbs before bed. Which makes sense. Not that I'm diabetic or have any medical problems like that, but I tend to get more of a anxiety feeling and a racing of the heart and high blood pressure feeling from having spaghetti or bread or things like that than I do from having a Mountain Dew or even from, you know, other things, coffee, caffeines, cocaine, whatever. No, you guys must think I do like nothing but blow here in Vegas. It's not true. I haven't done it in a couple of years now, but I will never regret the experience of having tried it because now I can talk about it. And I can tell you one thing, it doesn't work for everybody. And just like tea, you have to find out what works for you. So the other suggestion was weed. Everyone's like, oh my God, dude, you gotta try some weed. There's so many different kinds of weed. You're just not trying the right ones, man. All right, Cheech and Chong, here's the thing. If your brain isn't wired and used to weed, someone actually had a smart enough comment to say that you have to get your brain used to THC before it works. But I don't have hundreds and hundreds of dollars to invest in these things. Basically, here's the thing. I gave up partying. I gave up drinking. I gave up dating. I gave up everything because it wasn't fun anymore. It was too expensive or it just wasn't working. So I'm looking for something cheap, free, entertaining, and whatnot to get through it. And my buddy, you know, the ex-military guy was saying, cut out the carbs, but also work out a little bit. That could help. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. When I did work out, I had a little more energy, got some sun, and things were good. So as far as things have been going for me personally, they've actually been a little better since I've spent more time in the sun and out and about, which you would think is surprising from a guy coming from Seattle, but I guess all my life I've not had the sun, so now it's a treat when I do get it. And I've sort of found my peace. Now, leave it to somebody and a few people to actually ruin that for me, because that's how that works. So I've been in a pretty good mood lately, getting stuff done, haven't really had money, still kind of struggling with things, but I'm doing my best and I'm not letting it worry me. Mercury reverse cowgirl Gatorade bullshit is over and I got back to normal. Apparently now everyone else is on their bullshit. And it always works that way. As soon as I'm done, as soon as I'm back to normal, everybody else gonna piss me off. And I went to Walmart. I just needed some fucking dog food or something like that. I think it was just like dog food and duct tape or something like that. And a couple of cops passed me on the freeway. So I slowed down a little bit. And then out of nowhere, this fucking jacked up diesel truck comes up and starts revving its engine, honking its horn, and is riding my ass. And I'm like, okay. Well, obviously they didn't see the cops, so I slow down more, hoping they'll bolt past me and get themselves a ticket. But the cops are nowhere to be found, and they still stayed on my ass. And this went through two exits. Bitches had time to go away, and they didn't. So I get to the turnoff where you go to Walmart and Target area. They're still on my ass, but on that area is a free lane where you get to just take a free right. I don't know if your town or city has these, but it's the same rules as a free right sign where you get to the light or the intersection, and if it says free right. You could just go. You don't have to stop because there's, you know, usually a barrier or the lane doesn't continue into traffic for some time. So in other words, it's like a giant on-ramp. So being that this area is full of fucking rednecks and their lifted jacked trucks, they in times past, not this particular douchebag, decided that it's hilarious to run the stanchions and the barricades over with their trucks so that now all of a sudden anybody can cross into that lane, thus making it not a free turn anymore. So I braked for about, I want to seriously say maybe 2 seconds, just to make sure that nobody was coming, fucking honking the horns again. I'm pissed. I'm done. I am sick of people's shit. You know, there's a mass shooting every day. There's something going on. And I'm tired of people getting away with things. So I went into vigilante mode and I flipped them off. And they flipped me off, kept honking the horn more, and followed me into Target, into Walmart. So I pull over and they pull up next to me. And it's some fucking 16-year-old bitch and her baby brother, also probably about 16 or so. And she's like flipping me off, won't roll down her window, but her brother or guy or boyfriend or whoever the fuck this is, also underage, gets out, stands on the ledge to try and be taller than my vehicle and starts yelling at me. He's like, learn how to fucking drive. What the fuck are you doing? It's a free lane. Get the fuck out of the way. And I was like, first of all, that's road rage. And calm the fuck down. If anybody should know about it, I would. But how does this fucking ball sack without a single hair on it have the nerve to talk to me that way as an adult? Now, I know nobody these days has respect for their elders. And I'm sick to death the fact that these fucking punk kids can run around and do whatever the fuck they want these days, identify as whatever they want, say whatever they want, and there's no repercussions because they can't go to jail. No one's going to beat them up because regardless of right or wrong, if you beat up a minor, you're still going to jail. So I just sat there and I was like, fuck. There's literally nothing I can do right now. I just have to let these kids be assholes. So I go to park and again, they follow me, except I went and parked in an area and they went and parked right next to the cops that we had passed. They were there for a theft or a robbery at the Walmart. So I sat there and I stared them down, let them leave first. They're still flipping me off, acting all kinds of fool and shit. And then they go into Walmart. So I get out of the car and I go and talk to the cops. I was like, hey, guys, I need your advice on something. One of them, irritated as fuck, doesn't even look up, acknowledge me, or say anything. And the other one unsnaps his gun and looks at me and is like, what can I do? But they're already assuming that I'm the threat. So I told him what happened. And I said, these kids, and at the time, these kids had just started coming out of Walmart. They literally split in there for maybe a minute or two, grabbed one thing like a Mountain Dew and went back to the truck. If that's what they were in such a fucking hurry for, then they probably don't need the caffeine. But I imagine they were probably thinking I was going to slash their tires, which I would have had the cops not been there. But they come back and I said, these kids, and I said, them right there in the blue truck. And I'm making the motions with my hands so they can see which kids and which blue truck. And the officer that didn't acknowledge me is like, what kids? I don't see a blue truck. And I said, well, then your powers of observation are down today, sir, because I just pointed those two kids there and that blue truck. Yeah, well, then I said, license plate TTYT220. I still remember that. Hawaii plates. And so the guy went back to ignoring me, but his partner's like, okay, I'll go talk to him. So the kids spun a different story. Told them that I called them into the parking lot, was flipping them off, that I had slammed on their brakes and brake checked them, that I had a free right and I didn't take it and I was halting traffic. But what they were doing was showing that they were having road rage and aggressively driving. So they got a talking to about that. So he came back and he asked me if any of those things were true. And I said, not to the extent, but the timeline is correct. And he went back, told the kids knock it off with the road rage. I'm writing your plates down. If it comes a problem again, we'll send you a ticket, and blah, 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 sent them on their way. And of course, they flipped me off on the way out, and the cops didn't see it. It's like one of those things, if you have a kid, every time mom says no, they flip off mom behind the back and ask dad, and dad will say yes, kind of thing. So then the cop comes back, and he's having a chat with me, and he's trying to explain what's going on. And I said, I'm tired of this. Why are kids allowed to get away with things like this? And how do they have zero respect? And I think I'm honestly a few years older than the cop I was talking to. And not the guy that was ignoring me, because, you know, he was a little older and just kind of a dick. But the one that was nice and talked to me was like a, you know, Mexican guy. And he just kind of rolled his eyes and he was like, yeah, you know what? There's not much we can do these days. Just got to watch the road rage. And that's it. You know, there was no fear in the kids' eyes. There was no problem. They didn't worry. They knew they weren't getting the ticket. They knew they got no repercussion for acting like an asshole whatsoever. Now, if roles were reversed, I'd have gone to jail that day. If I, being a large male with a beard and a bald head and white, was riding somebody's ass, almost causing an accident, honking my horn and flipping them off with another person in the vehicle, followed them into a parking lot and berated them and yelled at them, and then acted like I was going to follow them in the store, I would be arrested so fucking fast it's not even funny. Kids and minorities get away with absolutely everything. But that's not the last of the problems I've had this week. And again, I'm not on my bullshit anymore. Everyone else apparently is. So again, with me trying to make these posts and try and figure things out and get advice from friends and see what they're saying, I am also cynical, and I word things differently than others to be funny. So when I had been playing with the band, but I didn't know it was going to be an outside gig, I posted like a meme would say, play outside, they say. It'll be fun, they say. And an obvious picture of me getting a horrendous lobster sunburn. And one of my buddy's moms had to leave a fucking comment on there. Oh, stop. Shut up. You're doing what you love. She didn't get the joke. This same guy, his dad, I've probably complained about him before, is this old codger that we've done jams for. And he's an arrogant son of a bitch that thinks his way is the only way, and he's an old timer and thinks, you know, as a dad should, that his son's the best and that his son's band is the best. But when I invited everybody over here to my house, he's the one that said my gear sounded like it came from Kmart just because I had a bad cord and I needed to swap out the cord. Well, that cord could have broke at any time. And he's like, what is your shit from Kmart? Shut the fuck up. And coincidentally, this is the same friend who is in that band that decided they didn't need me, even though I was their go-to fill-in guy for years and years. All of a sudden, now they got the Irish guy to replace me. It's that guy, this whole scenario, and that crew. So I made a post, said, okay, I'll give T a try. And I was trying to be funny about it, and I said, tried some sleepy time tea, burned my lip, gave me a headache, and I had to pee every 10 minutes and couldn't get to sleep. And everybody else got the joke, and, you know, because I have a Garfield or a Grumpy Smurf or Angry Dwarf or whatever the fuck that Snow White's, whatever it is, I think that's Grumpy too, I don't know. Anyway, everyone else got it. Well, this same dude's fucking sister, who has been in and out of my DMs for years now, trying to get me to fuck her, says, God, I can't even remember. It was something like, oh, get over it. And I said, I hope you're kidding, because I'm getting real sick and tired of you and your family being so rude to me in the comments and getting these smart-ass remarks on everything. I said, you know where the fucking unfriend button is. If you can't handle your situation. And she's like, do it, I dare you. So right about when I was about to block her, she gets into my DMs again, and she's like, You can't get let the world get you down, babe. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to stop being such a girl. Let me take a sip and calm down because, again, just saying that made me mad. I'm sorry. In this day and age where you can identify as a cumtwat, did you just tell me and assume my masculinity that I need to calm down and stop acting like a girl? Excuse me, you boisterous, ball-bearing motherfucking bitch. Do not ever. My anger management counselor in college tried to do that same shit. Just let it go. It's not a big fucking deal. Don't act like a fucking girl. Are you okay? So, wow, that is the absolute worst possible thing you could ever say to me. Because growing up with just a single mom in the raising me, I didn't have a dad to teach me to be an asshole. And I'm sorry that she had a dad who is an asshole that raised her to be a mouthy fucking bitch straight out of the Navy kind of swearing attitude. And that it just fucking set me off. And I said, you know what? You, your mom, and your dad can all fuck off. And it had been a long time coming. I mean, this had been... oh, this had been brewing for a while. Not only was I mad at the band, but these guys always, you know, upping my shit and telling me to get over stuff. And, you know, I, to their credit, I get it. I tend to be moody. If you don't get it, then fuck off. Like, it's not your business. It's not hurting you, the fact that I'm moody or I have bad days and that I use social media as a blog to vent, much like this podcast. If you're one of those assholes from the UK that still listens to you saying against me, fuck you too. You know, so it's... everybody has ways of handling and dealing with stress differently. I could be on the news as one of those, you know, I won't even say it because God knows I'll get accused of it next time some dumbass kid decides to road rage me. But, yeah, I could be that next guy on the news. But I'm not, because I choose to vent in healthy ways so far. But if you keep telling me to stop acting like a girl and to man up and to not express my feelings, you can fuck right the fuck off. And nobody should do that. People that are screaming and preaching inclusion need to include masculine males into that equation. Because we're allowed to cry, we're allowed to have bad days, we're allowed to vent like a girl, which obviously isn't something you're allowed to say anymore. Nothing will piss me off faster than somebody trying to tell me that I need to man up or stop acting like a girl. So I'll stop repeating myself on that. Needless to say, before she could reply, I blocked her ass. Now this is the same bitch that came over to my party, left her cigarettes so that she could have an excuse to come back in so her brother would leave and then she could spend the night with me and then tell my mom that, you know, well, when Jason and I get together, we'll have to do this, we'll have to do that. In fact, her mom was even a bitch to my mom during the whole thing. This lady had to keep complaining about, oh, how do you dust in here? God, this is disgusting. Oh, I'm here with my deviled eggs. Everybody loves my deviled eggs. Bitch, you put pickle juice in there. That's your secret sauce, okay? We all know it. We're just patronizing you and giving you some kind of value and worth. So calm the fuck down right there. But my mom made this glorious feast, barbecued 3 different meats in 4 different ways, made desserts, and just everything was absolutely immaculate and wonderful. And this bitch going on about her fucking eggs. Like, oh my God, this just shows you what kind of people they are. So I had tolerated it long enough and they outgrew their usefulness and it was time for Wolf to move on. So I really, in a sense, this wasn't the final straw. I was more or less looking for an excuse at this point. There's absolutely no reason for friends to even treat each other that way. And speaking of friends, I'm even going to call this one out too, because I know there's couple of you that listen to this particular podcast itself that are arguing with each other right now. And I'm not going to tell you to get over it. And I'm not going to say that there is a right or a wrong side with that. What I am going to say is it really worth it? Now, I am the first person to walk away from everything and to throw away friendships and relationships because, and this isn't to be arrogant at all, but I'm one of those people where I'm constantly meeting people and you're easily replaced. I have met some people that have been long-term friends. Another one who may be listening right now, who I've been friends with for, I think so like 2002 or something, or 2004 through 6 at the airport. Yeah, whenever that was, fuck. I do believe he's my longest known friend. But anyway, like I say, I'm not going to say there's a right or wrong side to things, but if you're not in a position of continually meeting people, you may want to watch who you piss off and why you guys aren't friends anymore, because there may not be many opportunities for your recreational habits. That's pretty much all I need to say on that, because I from what I understand, it didn't seem like that big of a deal as to why these two people are arguing. And they shared some entertainment time together. So I don't see why their pastime activity had to stop just because they were arguing over something that could be seen as petty. And like I say, not trying to say one is right and one is wrong, but maybe there's other reasons why these things had to end, or you just figure it's working out, then say that. But when you start deleting friends of friends because of an argument with someone else, now we're starting getting into a different kind of territory. It's like when I had problems with people and called their bullshit out, everybody started blocking and deleting them. And like, I don't care if you're friends with so-and-so, or just because they trashed me, that's fine. Go ahead and block the major pod and assholes like that, because they've always done everything to bring down fandom podcasts and people that got any more notoriety than they did. So that kind of thing is okay. But when it's on a small level, or like, oh yeah, so-and-so made the same custom I did, I'm going to block him because you did. Well, we appreciate the allegiance, but I've seen those same people a year or two later go back, re-add those people, and, you know, use their services again. In fact, there's one I just saw the other day, one of the biggest people against the major pod, who's been one of the biggest mouthpiece for the podcast that I guess used to do shirts for, because nobody gets t-shirts anymore and nobody's called me for design work in forever. Not even just in that community or whatnot, but at all. I guess t-shirt designs aren't a thing right now. But anyway, one of the biggest supporters of that group finally decided that he's listening to the major pod, and now he's going to listen to everybody. And I was like, we fought tooth and nail to bring these people down and show everyone their true colors, and they won, because now 2 years later, everybody's listening to them. That's a shame. But enough on that. So now it's time to reinvigorate and do something else. I put out a call to arms to my fans and my friends that we need to do something else in the Hasbro community. Back when I was doing caricatures of people as Hasbros, I had found a way to do it faster and cheaper. If you want me to draw a likeness of somebody, it's going to cost you $50-$60 because it takes a long ass time to do it. However, I can do them for $10-$20 a pop. If you send me a photograph, I put it in Photoshop, make a new layer over a 30% opacity photo, and essentially trace the outlines or the guidelines of your face and then fill in the rest of the details. Well, with the advent of Procreate, people have figured out how to do that, and so now everybody was doing it, and I wasn't getting paid for that anymore. So I decided to make figures. And I started out, once again, just like with the drawing the posters and the characters and the wrestlers and everything, I was showing everybody how to do it. My mom and all my friends warned me against it, but I was like, nah, let's make a good community. These Hasbro resellers on Facebook have ruined the market, and they've really made it terrible for all of us, so it's time to come up with something new. So I got into figure making with resin casting and silicone molds, and I was doing videos. I mean, I got like a 500 followers almost instantly because everyone's like, thank you for showing me. I know there's tons of YouTube videos, but nothing specifically geared towards Hasbro and somebody that can explain it our way. And okay, that's cool. Well, after I did that call to arms, 6 months later, you had all these people fucking show up and make their own third-party companies, which haven't happened. As far as they made pre-orders, what I mean is a year later, we're still waiting on their shit. So, yeah, that worked out. Meanwhile, I've done 50-plus figures that people got 3 to 4 weeks later or less. So all my copycats that went official and got officially licensed merchandise and likenesses so that they could do all this, well, we're still waiting on it, or it's waiting in the shipyard. It takes a year to do the, okay, whatever. You and your fucking excuses. Yes, I get that it does, but you went and told everyone you signed 80 different wrestlers, both of these companies did, and we've yet to see any figure. In fact, one of them just finally started shipping stuff, and the bubbles are falling off the cards. The skin tones aren't matching. It's the paint apps are terrible, and all those people started coming back to me. And, you know, I could have been the type to be like, oh, well, fuck off. You didn't trust me or use me the entire time. Now you want my services? But in this day and age, you got to take all the gigs that you can. So now it's time to do something else, because once I showed everyone how to do that, and even though I went underground, people were still taking things that I had done after everyone would get them. They would post them before I would make things and take pre-orders and then ship them. But by the time they shipped, two other people tried to get it done faster and also tried to tell the wrestlers to get me in trouble so that I'd have to pay them for their likeness, blah, blah, blah. Nobody understands art figures and bootlegs anyway. But now, even though that I'd gone underground, I had come out with these things that, well, fucking Chella's Warlord is a direct tracing of my figure and my concept. Like, why wouldn't you have Warlord with Gorilla Press arms? But for some reason, just like Mattel doing the Ricky the Dragon Blaster Steamboat, they decided to use Hulk 4 arms on a buff Brutus-type torso with the Warlord bottom. And again, they did the same thing I did to save on molds, used Powers of Pain and the Legion of Doom at the same time because they're essentially the same bottom. Only these guys were cheap ass and used the same torso for Barbarian, Hawk, Animal, and the Warlord, which, you know, people are going to notice those things. So great that you have cloth goods coming with your figures, but we haven't seen them yet. And you've announced 20 to 30 names plus, and all anyone's ever seen is a couple indie guys and Bull Nakano and fucking, I think, Davy Boy with his horrendously huge-ass fucking feet. And what's the other one? Oh, Adam Bomb. That's the one that can't stay on the card. Yeah, ridiculous there. And then they're directly copying WWE Elite. I don't know how they're getting away with this shit. I really don't. But anyway, it is what it is. Needless to say, I heralded this next wave of wrestling collecting. And it's time to do it again. It's time for a new idea to be stolen, because literally everyone is making Hasbros now. And I saw a meme the other day that kind of made a lot of sense. It showed somebody, an artist, who made a cake for a cake competition. And they walk in and see a cake that's better than theirs. And they go, oh, man, my cake's not that good. But the audience goes, holy shit, two cakes. Think about that. So me as an artist, I'm like, fuck, their shit's not as good as mine, but it's professionally inject molded from China. I wish I could do packaging, but I can't fork out the $10,000 to do a small run. You know, all these things. And the fans are just going, holy shit, more figures. Doesn't matter who they're from. They don't care. So it's time to, I think, pull the mask off of the magic on figure making and show everybody again how that's done. Because now everyone with a 3D printer can just go on there and download these scans people are doing and print off their own figure. I had one guy that was beefing with me off of Colts 3D and said that I stole his files, which I didn't. I paid for all of his files. And for one reason or another, he didn't see the ones that I had paid for, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he started, you know, bad-mouthing me for shit. And he's like, how would you like it if people copied you and used your shit? Well, motherfucker, you're posting production files. People that sell crayons and Copic markers can't bitch when an artist uses their product to make something out of. So you didn't create those figures. You did not create those scans. You literally had toys that you scanned, put in mesh mixer, cut off the appendages and put nubs and pegs in there, which don't work, by the way, and they look like shit. I've had to fix so many of these things for everybody. But anybody can do that now. It takes zero talent to do it. You just buy a 3D printer, you download these files, you put an Owen head on a Steiner body, and you got singlet Owen Hart. Well, this guy decided, oh, I'm going to one-up this guy, ha, ha, ha. His best-selling figure was the Tuckster, where it was Hulk Hogan in a tuxedo with a yellow guitar or a yellow bass. Well, this guy decides to make a 3D file of those exact parts with a guitar instead of a bass, and it just, see, it's that attention to detail. This just shows how petty and dumb people are. And it's the same thing why Masters of the WWE Universe stopped and sort of failed, was because the idea stopped. After that first wave came out and I knew that they were copying me, I stopped giving them free ideas. And then all of a sudden you had these dumbass, like, what the fuck is Junkyard Dog ass Spike Orr? Who would have ever thought that would have been a good combination? Brett as Triclops? I guess with the visors, but fuck, I'd have gone with Mechaneck. Call him Mecha Brett. Or Jim the Ram Man Neidhart. I mean, there's a ton of better ideas out there, but I stopped giving them the ideas, and then we ended up with just, oh, let's put any He-Man armor on any figure that we have the likeness rights for and just come out with shit. Well, now they're coming out with superstars and they're finally doing right. They're doing Remco style with soft goods, removable entrance gear. And those are kind of cool. And I'm glad they finally did their own fucking idea for once. And I'll support the line and get it if I can find it. But now here's the thing. All these things that we're pre-ordering and that we're trying to get years later. I mean, fuck, I've been bitching about these, God, I can't even think of this. Tiger Force classified from G.I. Joe. They just said Duke was coming out. Cool. Where's Outback? Where's the Python Patrol? Is this shit going to be exclusive to Target? Probably not going to see it in store, so you have to pre-order it. But you know what? Times have changed. I'm not in the same position I am now that I was back in October last year when I pre-ordered this. So I don't think I want them anymore because I've been selling off my collection. So I don't know. It's absolutely dumb. So obviously I hadn't been painting while I was going to that rant because, you know, I don't want to angry paint something. But, you know, it is what it is. So let me grab a drink, collect my thoughts, and I'll close this sumbitch out. So I think one of my biggest problems and pet peeves is somebody ignoring me, and not just ignoring me, but not remembering what I do or utilizing me to my best assets. This band that I joined more or less was just to get me out and enjoy playing again, and it worked. But it turns out that the guitar player is exceedingly difficult to work with. And one of those arrogant types that, you know, he plays to tracks in his own band. And he wanted to be a part of that band. And I just said no. Didn't tell him directly because he would just complain and bitch that I'm wrong. And that's why I'm not getting work in this town. And he's probably got some kind of, you know, three or five different arguments pre-prepared for that situation. So I didn't even bother. But I told the other two guys who just coincidentally happened to be in the band I'm in, that I didn't want to do it because he's constantly bagging on bass players. So I go, oh, I don't need it. His famous line, I've heard it so many times, I could repeat it verbatim. Oh, I don't need a bass player. Tracks are so much simpler. They're always on time. You don't gotta pay them, and they never play the wrong part, and it's the same thing all the time. Shut the fuck up. That's why your show is boring. And good for him that he's getting gigs, and some of the other stuff is coming around for him. He got a few casino gigs coming up, but I've done the cabaret shit for long enough that I wanted to be in a bar band that likes to have fun with songs, much like how my friends and I used to do with those things, or I should say ex-friends. And he wants everything by the book, and we've done so many gigs now that have been absolutely irritating that he's ruined, that I don't even want to be a part of that band anymore, let alone the one that he runs. So he's going through a lot of shit. I get it. We all do. It's not a fucking competition. And I had one gig booked this month because he's booking the rest of the band for his band. We did that one gig out at the Speedway, and we had the last Sunday of the month. We were supposed to go up to Mountain Springs Saloon and play a gig. All of a sudden, I go on Facebook and I see that he's canceled that gig, and he's, sorry guys, this gig is canceled, but he said it publicly before he told us. So I asked him, I was like, what the fuck's going on? And he's like, I couldn't find a replacement. And I said, a replacement for who? He says, well, for me. I said, why do we need a replacement in a band when I'm a utility guy and can play every instrument and every person's parts? And he's like, well, that's a good idea for next time. We should work on those things in rehearsal. Asshole, we have tried to work on so many things in rehearsal. You know, he didn't like that I played slap bass, so he wanted me to get a show-off song and said, all right, let's do some Primus. Well, asshole, that means that you got to learn your fucking part too. It's not just a bass and drum show. You got to learn what you got to do too. Oh, well, if you're going to play guitar, we'll swap and I'll play bass. This asshole couldn't figure out how to play fucking Ring of Fire from Social Distortion and had me play it on guitar because he didn't know how to do it. And then when I brought my guitar to practice so we could do a set of me on guitar and him on bass, he didn't learn his parts. So he's just fucking wasting my time. And for him to cancel that gig because we couldn't find a replacement for him, the guitar player, is just a slap in the face. Especially when they know that I had just done a rehearsal and showed them. I think I did two sets worth of songs in that rehearsal, start to finish, that I didn't even need him for. Even without a bass, it sounded fine, just guitar and drums. You could do that, but you can't do just bass and drums. That's why I had a problem with that guy that was trying to sound check me, that old man that was deaf, when he's like, well, play something. Well, motherfucker, there isn't a song that's just bass and singing unless you want me to do Chili Peppers, that one Green Day song, the Jack White song, or the Bleeders, or anything from Primus. But that's not what we do, so I'm giving you the voice and the playing style that I'm going to be playing with this band so you could properly do a sound check, and the motherfucker still couldn't do it. So I've about had it with this band. I'm looking for other gigs and other people to jam with. And I had told them, and they forget, when I very first started it, in fact, I even probably have it documented on one of these episodes when I went to go buy the bass amp. I've invested more money buying things to play with this band than the band has actually paid me in playing with them. I told them at the very beginning I was going to give it a month and we'll see how we mesh and how things work, because you could be all happy and positive and pitching your idea to the salesman at the beginning of the gig and then realize, you know, this person's just an asshole on stage. I mean, this guy sits down on stage. He hides from the sun. Every gig we've done has been outside. I'm getting health issues. I already got COVID from playing it as podunk shit. And now he's canceling gigs. So now I'm going the entire rest of the month, or entire month of June, I had one gig total. And then July, I have one gig booked and it's Pahrump. That was the other thing I said. I'm not getting into a band where it's constant traveling. If 80% of the gigs aren't at home somewhere in the greater Vegas metropolitan area, then I don't want to be doing it, because I have to be available for my projects, for my own business, and I don't want to do it, especially in this day and age with gas prices. They don't fucking get it. Every gig, the only places that'll hire him is fucking Pahrump, fucking like Laughlin, fucking God, all these places just out in the middle of fucking nowhere. Mountain Springs, Indian Springs, China Springs, Good Springs, fucking Springlings, I don't know, whatever. Why do people irritate me so much? And this again, this is going back to my post of trying to calm down and find other things. I actually am pretty much at ease right now, and I do feel good not drinking because it wasn't working, and I'm getting a lot done. In fact, I finished Extra Figures. I finished more prototypes. I'm working on a bunch of new shit. The positivity is coming out in my tweets and posts, and people are commissioning stuff again, not t-shirts, but figures at least. I got to get back out there and draw and get my name out there as an artist again. So Tuskadork's probably going to be coming back here pretty soon. And I tell you what, I'm trying to paint glow-in-the-dark paint, and it goes on like Elmer's glue. It doesn't stick to anything but itself, and 4 layers later, I still don't have a smooth finish. No matter what brush strokes or anything I'm using, it's annoying. And there isn't really a glow-in-the-dark spray paint that shows up as a color. There's a clear glow-in-the-dark spray paint, but not what I'm looking for. I'm basically painting Atom Bomb with the yellow parts as a glow-in-the-dark yellow. And it's becoming a pain in the ass. So, I'm going to do one more thought process. Make sure I haven't missed any bitchings for this day. And I will come back and we'll end this some beach. Honestly, I guess that's it. I got my birthday coming up in July. At the end of July, it's the 26th. And July has always been a good month for me. It's usually Shark Week, San Diego Comic-Con, even though they haven't really done it yet, but they're still doing reveals. Hopefully there's an actual show this year now that COVID's a thing of the past. Which, have you noticed that now that COVID is supposedly done and over, more people are getting it? I've never seen this many people get COVID even when we shut the entire world down. That was just, I still will never understand that. When we're fucking 80 years old, the documentaries are going to be fucking lit. But Stranger Things comes out July 1st. I heard rumor one movie gets released and the other one gets released July 15th, something like that. So between that, Comic-Con and Shark Week, I'm hoping July is going to be good. August starts my new lease, and it's going to go up. I'm going to have to find a way to make more money somehow. I'll be getting out there doing more artwork. I'm actually considering doing a parts store. If people aren't buying my figures, maybe they'll buy parts from me. Who knows? I already see 3 of you making lists and notes, thinking that's a great idea. I'm going to try and do it before me, but hey, it is what it is. And like I say, I was done with my bad few months. Actually, with the first 6 months of this year, just been absolutely bullshit. But the last 2 were the worst for me personally. And I've seen 2 people in the community die. One from the arts community and one from the music community. And you know what? And one from the bartending community. So that's 3. Because I was going to say, there's always 3. It's terrible. I'm sorry to see people going through that. And I'm seeing friendships break up and people squabbling over dumb shit. I have a reason to be mad at my former band buddies. I was never in their band. They have their own thing going. I shouldn't expect to be in their band. But once again, when I'm always the guy that they call on to fill in or stand in, and they've always told me that I was their 5th guy, why did they stop calling me, and all of a sudden, why was I forgotten? And why is my own band forgetting me and making it useful? I mean, it was only going to be $100. You're telling me we couldn't have pulled that off? Well, I could have been an asshole like that guy and said, well, we don't need the bass player. I'll just play guitar and we could use the bass on tracks. Because he's never late. He always shows up on time and he's a good player and never complains. Well, I guess I'm proving his point right by complaining, but the fact is, if you're an arrogant son of a bitch, these things are going to happen. especially if you can't adapt and play. I mean, you don't bring $10,000 worth of gear to a podunk bar where it could get stolen and you're only playing for 20 people and only three of them are paying attention. Even that NASCAR thing that we did, there was probably 100 people out there and 30 cars, and we got two claps and one business card and then maybe about $5 each in tips. And I had to stay out in the fucking hot sun for 6 hours and barely made $100. Not exactly worth it. So, and as far as the, again, that was my tangent on why I am allowed to have petty squabbles and you guys aren't. But the thing is, you really got to figure out what's best for you. If all of a sudden these friendships aren't working out for one reason or another, fine. Then don't, you know, do your extracurriculars together and don't partner up on these things. But if you're just having a bad time and trying to push people away because your life sucks, then you might be pushing away the only person that was there for you or that kept you sane, whatnot. You know, I've got people that I like and tolerate and, you know, message private and personal stuff and things too. And we're like bitch buddies, a few of us. And that's great. And if either of us are in any of each other's towns, that's great. Hopefully we can meet up and hang out. But if I were to start something and was just starting to gain popularity, I don't know that I would just walk away from it unless I had good reason to. So, again, if you're not, I'm walking away from this band because I'm not making money and it's costing me more money than it is to actually stay with them. And it's not getting me any notoriety when I'm playing at bars that nobody's ever heard of and no one goes to visit. But if you're starting a business venture or an extracurricular entertainment or something with another friend, there's no reason to break that off. Just maybe start a new idea. Anywho, that's it for the Wolf. Hope you are safe and sane. And if you really want to watch some fun videos, follow me on Facebook and watch some of the Chandler's Wildlife videos. I've been getting in on that lately. The guy raises king cobras and venomous snakes, but he's a Florida guy, and he'll just like let his fucking rattlesnakes, eastern diamondbacks and bushmasters and all this stuff, he'll just throw them out in his lake that he's built on the property and go swimming. Like, no protective gear on or nothing. Like, he's in his American Patriot trunks swimming with a bushmaster viper. He never gets bit. That's not why you watch. It's just kind of comforting to see someone so confident and comfortable with such a deadly, dangerous animal. It makes me want to get back on Tinder.